Please gather round.
Hey guys, gather round.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Gather round.
Kids, gather round.
We are right here.
Oh, what are we waiting for?
The gathering. Want to join?
Let me segue into the informational portion of our gathering.
All right, enough chit chat. We got a show to do.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
Everybody here ain't from here, but we're here doing our thing.
Good morning, good morning. How you doing? Thank you so very much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Dimitri live and dangerously local. Got some weird sound here. What is this going on now? Anyway, here we go. I think this is going to be better. Give me one more second here. All right, that's what it is. So, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. Got a great show for you today. No word yet from Facebook. They have banned me because I was sharing information about the Epstein files. And, of course, they don't want anybody to know about that on Facebook. It's a government-run operation, I believe. And so they've banned me, and they've not. I'm appealing it. Following their instructions, and they haven't said anything yet. I doubt that they're going to change their mind. Why on earth would they? They're all corrupt. But you can certainly hear the show. It is on Big Willie 105.5 and also the River Talk Radio Network, which is 94.9 FM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Hold on a second. Where's the audio path? Here we go. That's the wrong one. Hold on. Let's try this. There we go. The audio path of totality. Thank you very much. I screwed that up. Oh, boy. So I've got a very special guest here in studio. His name is Toby Haney, and he is running for the Republican nomination for the 2nd District, State Senate District in West Virginia, which includes Marshall County and Tyler and Wetzel. And he is our very special guest here in studio. Again, for all of you who are trying to find the Facebook live stream of the show, because I got a great guest and all that, Facebook has banned me because of the Epstein files that I've been trying to share with everyone. And so I'm sorry, but you cannot see the show. You can, however, hear it. Download the River Network app and click Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, and you can experience Dimitri that way. Your Dimitri fix for the morning. So, Toby Haney, welcome to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, sir?
Oh, living the dream. Thank you for having me.
Great. Thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it greatly. Sorry for all the screw-ups here as I started the show. I just tend to screw up everything because that's just kind of how I roll. That's pretty much...
Well, hey, you can only go up from here, right?
you would think. You would think. But boy, I could go anywhere. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Give me one second. Still dealing with the tail end of a cold. That's why I did not want to shake your hand. Anyway, so who exactly is Toby Haney, and why should my listeners in the 2nd West Virginia Senate District, which includes Marshall, Tyler, and Wetzel, why should we care?
So I'll give you my brief rundown. So again, name's Toby Haney. I enlisted in the Army 17 years old, did 24 years active duty, retired, combat veteran, spent a year in Iraq. I have a bachelor's degree in finance, master's in business administration, another master's in economics, and I'm actually in the process of finishing my dissertation in economics.
I hate this guy already. These overachievers make the rest of us look really, really bad, starting with me. But okay, go ahead, yep. Overachiever.
Yep. Well, basically, I decided to throw my head in the ring for Senate District 2. So 46 years old. I've spent, as I said, 24 years in the military, over half my life service to the country. This is just... for me was the next step, the way that I can continue to give back.
Huh. Did you ever get shot?
No. At? Yes. No. At.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that is a typical politician.
Yes. No. Well.
Okay, let's try this again. Yeah. Take two. Did you ever get shot?
No.
Okay. See, it wasn't that hard. It really wasn't that hard.
Yep.
All right. So what did you do in Iraq?
So we convoy security, ran the roads of Iraq, driving up and down the streets.
What's convoy security? What does that mean?
Basically, we would haul material in and out, up and down Iraq, different truckloads of stuff, different days, and then we just provided security for the convoys.
How do you provide security in Iraq?
Big guns.
Walk me through this. Seriously, I did not, I was not ever in the military.
Yeah.
I wouldn't last a day because I wouldn't take orders. I mean, I just wouldn't take orders. And so I know nothing about your world at all.
Yeah.
Walk me through this. How there's a convoy and it's, you know, you got the medical supplies for little kids in hospitals in Iraq or whatever. What exactly did you do?
Yeah, so we had usually three trucks, one in the front, one in the back, and one in the middle, just doing roaming security, basically, as we're driving up the road, just covering to make sure nobody messes with the trucks.
All right. So. And what, did you have, like, night vision goggles and
No, radar? most of the time we're during the day, so it's just guys in trucks driving with guns. Literally exactly what it sounds like, yep. One guy sticking out of the top of the Humvee with a mounted gun and rest of us inside.
What was the most interesting day in Iraq? The first one that comes to mind.
Man.
First one.
So I'll give you a funny story. So we're going through the streets of Iraq. I'm in the rear gun truck. And so this white pickup truck pulls up beside us. Another guy in uniform in the back waving for us to pull over. So we pull over. You know, guy jumps out, jumps into our truck real quick, tells us, get me out of here. I need help. So we're like, who are you? Where did you come from? What's going on? And here he was in another gun truck team, and he was in the rear truck. Truck pulls over to stop. He jumps off the back of the truck, you know, taking care of business. And
he's taking a leak.
Yeah. Okay. And the convoy pulls off. Yeah. And so when the convoy pulls off, he's still out back. And his gun is mounted on the top of the truck going down the road now. And so he was forgotten about and left.
Oh,
so
no.
He hid for, yep.
Man.
He said he hid for about an hour or two and then realized, well, you know, I can't hide forever. If it's my time, it's my time. So he goes out, flags down a pickup truck, has him drive up the road, and then finds us. So, yeah. So it all worked out in the end. You know, it just was, I'm sure, a very much more interesting day for him than me.
Oh, yeah. Did you shoot anybody?
No. Just, again, shot at, just to run people off, things of that sort. So
you were shot at?
Our convoy was engaged a couple times. So
what's that like?
Nothing like the movies. What's it like? Half the time, before you even realize what's going on, it's done. So, you know, it's just, I can't even explain.
Does it sound like firecrackers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Any bullet holes in the vehicle?
No, we had IED damage one time to a truck, not ours, but
IED a truck. Is landmines?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you guard against landmines? Like, what do you do when, you know, to make sure you don't trigger or trip a landmine? What's the trick?
There's really no, it depends on, you have to hope that the person that said it was a complete idiot and you can see it. Because if not, if you can't see it, there's nothing.
There's
you can
no
do.
Radar or LIDAR. No. Seriously, we don't have anything?
No, not when I was there. And we did have up armor. And so we up armor on our Humvees. So we had like plating and everything. So so we were kind of protected a little bit. Still took damage, still people injured, but you know, nothing too crazy.
My goodness gracious. Mm-hmm. What was the most interesting day during, you were in Iraq for what, a year or
yeah,
two?
Mm-hmm. Okay. A year. Yeah.
What was the most interesting day in Iraq?
Well, like I say, the one finding the fellow soldier driving alongside the road. Of course, we had a couple of rough days, but I prefer just not to go into those, so that's okay. But yeah, just I don't know. It was just a different time because like you got up every morning, you knew what you were doing, you knew what the goal was for the day, you knew what the job was. So
stay alive.
Yeah, exactly. And I tell you, it was. It's crazy to say, but it was actually a good time too. You know what I mean? Like you're there with guys that are dealing with the same thing you're dealing with. So it's kind of a that camaraderie, you know, that you could see some of the craziest stuff in the world and still laugh and joke and have
fun.
What
were some of the craziest stuff?
Yep. As I said, just different things like the IED hits, different things like that. Just stuff that you don't see back here.
All right. What were the Iraqi people like?
Everyday citizens. They were just people. A lot of times I tell people that, you know, we'd be running a convoy and we would have to stop an intersection, block an intersection so we could go through. Well, a lot of times you could tell they were upset, but it was just they're trying to get to work too. They have a job to do. They're trying to do what they need to do. We're trying to do what we need to do. And, you know, a lot of times it was just the majority of the people, at least, were of that mindset.
Did you trust them? Because how could you the mm-hmm. reason I ask
yeah.
is because how can you tell if they're friend or foe?
You can't. To me, that was the hardest part of that war, was the enemy's not in uniform. So they're not wearing anything signaling I'm the bad guy.
Right.
It could be just any normal Joe driving down the street could happen to be that guy. So
my goodness gracious.
Yep.
So you're there for a year. What else did you do in our armed forces?
So the funny part is I was an artilleryman. And so even though we went to Iraq in an artillery unit, we ran convoy security. So
what's an artilleryman?
Fired the howitzers, the cannons, big cannons.
How big were they?
Quite large. So we'd had the self-propelled paladins. So yeah, they were.
Self-propelled.
Yeah. So basically, it looks like it kind of looks similar to a tank, but much bigger and shoots much further. So,
really?
Yeah.
How far does it shoot?
I want to say miles. So
good Lord.
Yeah.
Jeez. And do you serve anywhere else? Active war zones? Or?
No, that was my only time in the active war. So mm-hmm.
You were born in West Virginia?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where?
Yeah, Fairview. So, well, I was born in Parkersburg, but then moved to Fairview at a young age. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where'd you go to high school?
They're in Fairmont, Fairmont Senior High School.
Okay. So. Did you do anything there of any note?
I made it. I survived.
You were a screw up. You squatted.
I was definitely not top of the class at that point, and I was also not bottom, so I was right in that middle of the road.
All right. So with your incredible background here, you've got degrees coming out your ears going after mm-hmm. now, your PhD. What happened?
Well, so 24 years in the military. At one point during my career, shortly after Iraq, because I'd gone to college beforehand and just kind of piddled around and never really gave it my full effort. And then after Iraq, I realized I could not work with my body my whole life. I needed to start working with my mind more. And so I decided to go back to school, finish up my degree, focus on it. Did it with night classes while still being in the military. Then when it came closer to retirement, again, I decided, you know what, I finished the bachelor's degree. That was great. I now need to go ahead and take that next step. So I went back for my MBA. During my time in the military, I'd helped several other, you know, fellow soldiers get their MBAs with statistics and things like that. And then after a while, I was like, why am I helping everybody else? And I should probably go get one too. So yeah, that's kind of what got me back into it. And
wow.
Yep.
Wow. What is macroeconomics? What does that mean?
Basically, big picture economics, looking at a lot of things like inflation, unemployment, things of that sort.
How does it look right now?
So better, better than it did about 2 years ago. There was a point there, just most people, when you remind them, they remember just a couple years ago, we were on the verge of inflation or verge of recessions and everything else. And it was just imminent. It was bound to happen. And now we seem to be turning back around. Now, there's still a lot of issues with inflation and things that are lingering. Inflation, though, is a tricky problem. And I'll give you kind of the academic side. There for a while, we took it out of the textbooks because it was never an issue. And so it got to a point where we knew it was a thing, but nobody was really teaching it on a regular basis because it hadn't reared its ugly head in forever.
Yeah.
Well, now all of a sudden it was back. And so now we're scrambling to get it back into the classrooms and try to inform people.
What kind of economist are you? Which school? Who's your favorite economist?
Man. I'll have to get back to you on that one, because I'm...
No, you're on the air now.
I know.
You got a degree in the damn thing.
Yep, well,
you can't name your favorite economist. I can name my favorite economist. I'll tell you, Milton Friedman.
Yeah.
Well,
it's definitely Milton Friedman's favorite, but when it comes to how I style myself, because I have, right now, my three research papers, I'm all over the place. I have a research paper on macro topic, a research paper on micro topic, and a research paper on public choice, which is basically the economics of voting. Imagine that, I'm running for office. So.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is a pretty interesting guy. Mm-hmm. More with a very special guest. His name is Toby Haney, and he is candidate for the Republican nomination for the second district, Senate district in West Virginia. We'll talk with him a lot more about the political part of this thing and why he is running and what is he going to do if he wins and all that and so much more. Dimitri live, Dangerously Local.